this is a human rights catastrophe being played out in front of our eyes.
China is killing its own citizens for body parts. The kidneys, livers, and hearts are sold on demand, with a fresh liver available within 4 hours. This implies a certain number of donors in captivity, waiting to be executed at any time. I talked to China analyst Essen Gutman, who spent years investigating the crime, to find out more. How many organ transplants are done in China every year?
The Chinese claim 10,000 transplants per year. We look at that and go, well, that's fine. That's a nice big figure. It's maybe one of the biggest in the world. But, in fact, when we actually count up the hospitals across China, what we get is a figure more like 60 to 100,000 per year.
Who are the organs coming from?
That's the big mystery. And in our earlier books, Bloody Harvest for David Kilgore and David Matus, for me it's The Slaughter, which came out in August 2014, we both came to the same conclusion, even though we were using completely different methods, that the main source of these organs is prisoners of conscience. That is, Falun Gong, Uyghurs, Tibetans, house Christians.
Do I get it right that after the organ retrieval, donor is meant to die?
Yes. This isn't the case of sort of taking one kidney from a farmer who's trying to raise some money. This is a case where you are taking it from a prisoner, usually a prisoner of conscience, you're going to take out every organ you can possibly sell. Without getting too graphic about it, with some calls to the crematoria, they talked about just having a bag of intestines.
Why are the doctors involved in the illegal operations are capable to do this on such a big scale?
Well,
do they have the support of the government, of the school?
It does now, yes. It's completely, I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. Yeah, absolutely. It's government-run. This is state-sponsored. We came to that conclusion through a number of ways, but you've had major, one case you had sort of the most important policeman in China, Wang Lijun, was running his own organ harvesting center. This kind of thing's absolutely impossible unless the state is running it. And in fact, half of the hospitals that we look at, in our report are military hospitals.
Throughout your investigation, how have you been able to reach the information? As I understand, it should be strongly protected by the government.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's not like we could just go in and look at their own literature very easily, except that the internal hospital literature, this is stuff that they don't really expect people to read. So a hospital newsletter, an internal newsletter, that's not something they put on the web. That's something that's kept... it's something that's internal, it's in Chinese, it's a very obscure website. In many cases, they destroy those websites, but they don't destroy them thoroughly. Some of our best sources were things like Nurses Weekly. So they have to communicate, okay? And each hospital has to communicate about what it's doing and how it's doing it and its successes and failures in terms of meeting standards and so forth. And that's what this was. This was a painstaking look at hospitals that didn't really realize they were being observed.
In your opinion, who is capable of stopping this mass murder? When you are revealing the results of your research, when you are giving interviews, who is your target audience? Who can actually make a change?
Well, it's a strange thing, but I think we have the West, if we sort of say countries outside of China, actually have the whip hand in this case. And that's because the Chinese are really very interested in pharmaceuticals. I mean, this is the real goal of the government, is to create a China which is ahead, which does most of the drug testing, and makes most of the drugs for the world. And that desire for to legitimize China's medical industry gives us a huge advantage, gives us the ability to withdraw that legitimacy and or threaten that legitimacy. And in this case, of course, organ harvesting cuts to, you know, clearly the program that we're looking at in China is so devastating and requires such a strong response from the West that's what our reports are ultimately aimed at, is to the West, is to say, you have to do something here. You have to, there are many actions we can take.